So who is the face of the Democratic Party? Is it Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer? Is it Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren? Or is it the four members of the squad? Squad members Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib grabbed the spotlight once again this past week with what could be called a spiteful, delusional press conference in response to Israel refusing them access to Jewish land. Here with us to offer her insight into this is the host of Tipping Point, seen weeknights 9 p.m. Eastern on One America News, and author of Tipping Points, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards, Liz Wheeler. How are you today, Liz?
Chris, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
It was great to have you back here on Twitter. You can follow Liz at Liz_Wheeler. And, of course, One America News is OANN.com. So let's look back at the Omar and Tlaib press conference. What did you take out of it?
I mean, the biggest takeaway from that is that Rashida Tlaib is still allowed to visit her grandmother. I mean, all of this politicking around the fact that she says, I won't visit under these circumstances. She's the one who wrote the letter to Israel requesting the humanitarian trip, saying I won't be involved in boycotts. I won't make political statements. I just want to see my family. And Israel very generously said, even though you're violating our law by promoting the BDS movement, we will grant you the humanitarian trip to visit your grandmother. And then Rashida Tlaib was the one who said no. So the rest of it's just a farce. Any emotion that she's portraying, I mean, what is it based on? She's allowed to go see her grandmother, and she's actively choosing not to.
Why do you think they didn't go with the, because this is, they glossed over a lot in that press conference, the BDS support being the main reason why they were blocked. The fact that the organizer of their little independent tour is a supporter of suicide bombing, they sort of missed mentioning that fact, but they also didn't, and they weren't asked, I blame the media for this too, why didn't they go with the larger congressional delegation that went to Israel a couple of weeks ago, members of both parties, by the way?
Right, because they declined to go with that. Well, I think it's because that group, and the group's name is MISTA, the one that was supposed to pay for their trip and sponsor their trip, the one that has celebrated suicide bombers that killed 13 Israeli children. The ideology of that group, MISTA, is closer to the ideology of Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar than the rest of the members of Congress are. They wanted to go to Israel in order to delegitimize the Jewish state of Israel because they are the Jewish state of Israel. That's also the stated goal of the group, MISTA. So everything that MISTA had scheduled for them, every propaganda visit that MISTA had planned for them, everything that they were going to do, all the people they were going to talk to, I mean, they wouldn't have gotten that same propaganda anti-Israel win had they gone with the rest of the members of Congress. It would have been, a more appropriate type of visit, and that is not what Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib want. All you have to do is listen to what they say. You don't have to take my word for it.
Well, that's the thing, too, because, and you notice, too, that it seems like Ilhan Omar is the spokesperson for the squad because, superficially, she's soft-spoken, she's, physically positive-looking individual, and she sounds intelligent when she speaks. So if someone's not really paying attention to all this and they buy into what she's saying, they get their converts.
Well, sure. I mean, I don't know how many people are really looking and listening to Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and saying, yeah, let me jump on board with your ideology. If you look at the polling from their own districts, the districts that elected them, that they're supposed to represent, they're actually wildly unpopular in their own district, as is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in her district in New York. All three of these women are not popular. They've just gotten a loud national megaphone. They've become the de facto leaders of the Democratic Party, partly because the actual leaders of the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, refused to disavow their anti-Semitic, their racist, their bigoted, their fringe ideologies, their socialist ideologies. And when the Democrats refused to condemn them, of course, in Waltz's President Trump, and I think he's absolutely brilliant to do this, he says, well, if you're not going to condemn them, then you must be embracing them. And so he's elevated them to be the face of the Democratic Party, in a sense. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, because the majority of the American people do not like what they stand for.
No, I mean, without no doubt about that. But why would, I mean, you see not just Pelosi and Schumer, you see Representative Markey, who stands alongside Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with that hideous New Green Deal, Green New Deal, whatever it's called. I mean, there are a couple. I know for a fact Representative Josh Gottheimer, who represents New Jersey 5th, has confronted them. But He's basically patted down, saying, go back to your seat. Don't do this anymore because we want to present the picture of a happy Democratic family here.
Right. Well, it requires leadership to do that because, with all due respect to the many, many men and women who serve in Congress, there are only a select few of them in leadership positions that, you know, the mainstream media listens to and that have any name recognition among the American people. So it requires the leadership, the voice of the, or the people who are supposed to be the voice of the Democratic Party to condemn them. And it actually makes no sense because in 2017, for example, Senator Chuck Schumer unequivocally condemned the BDS movement. I mean, it was actually beautiful to listen to him speaking at AIPAC. He said, you know, it's anti-Semitic. It's not legitimate criticism of Israel to support the BDS movement because the only reason that you are acting in this way, trying to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel is because it is the Jewish state of Israel. And when you treat Jews one way and the rest of the world another way, that is the definition of anti-Semitism. It was absolutely beautiful. And yet, a short 2 years later, he's all but silent when, you know, members of his own party are peddling this really bigoted, really hateful, really dangerous rhetoric. You know the Democratic Party is in trouble when that's the case.
Or when Rashida Tlaib says that Palestinians created the homeland for the Jews, and, well, the Old Testament has something to say about that, but Schumer had nothing to say about that.
Right, it's also just historically false. I mean, Rashida Tlaib was under fire a couple months ago. I don't remember. It was in the spring, I believe, when she said, you know, it made her proud, it made her happy that her ancestors, her Palestinian ancestors, had created a homeland for the Jewish people after the Holocaust. And she was rightfully condemned for that because it is literally historically false. That did not happen. That is a lie. In fact, at the time, the Palestinian president at the time was friends with Adolf Hitler. This was, and as soon as the Jewish people established Israel, they were attacked. They were, you know, the Palestinian people attempted to kill them. It's absolutely historically inaccurate. And Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, and of course AOC, although she's not under fire this week or last week, you know, since she stopped tweeting, since her chief of staff resigned abruptly. But Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, it's so easy to debunk what they say because their lies are so extreme and so 100% false. It's easy to say that's provably untrue, and here's why.
Oh, and for you listening, the AOC chief of staff trying to disappear, that's a story you want to pay attention to because there's a lot more to come about that individual. We're talking with Liz Wheeler, host of Tipping Point, weeknights 9 p.m. Eastern on One America News. Her book, Tipping Points, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards, on Twitter at Liz_Wheeler and OANN.com for One America News. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Getting into Tipping Points, one of the things I like about your book is you help the reader understand that, by and large, the left doesn't operate in secret. They let their ideas, they put it all out there. If you can absorb it, understand it, that's the best way to confront it.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the main themes of my book, is that you have to understand what the ultimate goal of the left is in order to be able to stop them. So once you understand what the ultimate goal of the left is, then you identify the strategies and the tactics that they use to impose their ideology to get closer to their goal. And once you understand the tactics and the strategies, then it's very easy to use counter tactics and counter strategies to stop them from imposing that ideology. And, you know, and I say, if you hit the mute button on the Democrats' rhetoric, you can understand, you can see for yourself with your own eyes. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe anybody else. You can see with your own eyes what the left actually wants. And so I give examples in California because the clearest examples are in California. You know, in California, they say, the Democrats in the California state government say, we want to help the little guy. We want to be welcoming to immigrants. We want the best for everyone. We want fairness and justice for all. And that's their rhetoric. And that sounds great, hypothetically, as rhetoric. But if you silence their rhetoric, if you hit the mute button on their rhetoric and you look at what they're doing, they're creating a sanctuary state out here, which puts law-abiding American citizens and legal immigrants in harm's way. They're implementing radical, radical curriculum into public schools. I mean, radical sex ed, teaching kindergartners that they can be transgender. Actually, just today, one of their other efforts, we played a part on my show in derailing one of their efforts to implement this anti-Semitic curriculum into the public school that would have encouraged students to participate in the BDS movement. I mean, all these different things in California, they tried to compel pro-life crisis pregnancy centers to advertise free state-sponsored abortions in the pro-life crisis pregnancy center's facility. They tried to compel speech. And, I mean, I can go on and on. There's about 50 examples of this. But if you hit the mute button on what they're saying, you can see what they're doing. And once you see what they're doing, I give you 11 tactics to just debunk their lies and stop what they're doing so that we don't lose the America that we know.
And it's strictly common sense and reality to confront
yeah.
the fantasy that they're trying to paint. And by the way, Liz, New Jersey ain't too far behind California the way we're going right now, by the way.
No, unfortunately, that's true.
Unfortunately. And side note, too, Liz writes more about this, too, in Tipping Points. They're worried about Facebook ads influencing elections. I think maybe paying a little more attention to voter ID laws might be a way to make more stable elections than trying to block Facebook ads. She also has a great chapter on books to read to understand not just what the left is writing about and proclaiming, but what the right, like geniuses like Peter Schweitzer, who has been on the show quite a lot, too, here, as well as what Liz points out with her book. It's really just ideas of common sense, reality, and fact to counter what is attacked by those who don't want it, don't get it, don't understand it, don't appreciate it. That's liberty and the foundation that our founding fathers created for this country. The book is Tipping Points, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards. You can check out Liz every weeknight, 9 p.m. on Tipping Point on One America News. Twitter at Liz_Wheeler and OANN.com. Liz, didn't mean to get you worked up this early in the morning, but I'm glad you did.
Thank you so much for having me.